Yo, it's 11:58 a.m., so I'm getting up in the morning. As long as I get before that p.m., be like, yeah, I woke up this morning early. So, I saw this movie, Hellfest. It's fine. If you want to see Hellfest, if you don't know what Hellfest is, don't bother. But if you know what it is, you're like, oh, I want to see it. Yeah, it's that movie. I record as soon as I wake up, and whatever's on my mind, I don't have anything on my mind when I wake up. That's why I go to the new, but it's like, what happened to me last night? I don't know. Nothing of consequence. I didn't have any shows. I watched a bunch of episodes of Better Call Saul, and that show's really good. And I watched Kidding. Oh, the end of this week of Kidding had me at the edge of my seat. That's all I'll say. I don't want to ruin it for you, but that's a good show to watch. Yeah, I'm going to give you TV recommendation. I don't know. I'll look at the news. Maybe that'll help. Berkeley Whole Foods store obtaining restraining order against vegan activists. Vegan activists are not welcome at the Berkeley, California Whole Foods. That's like up is down, down is up. Where do you want the vegans to go? Pathmark? I guess you go to Trader Joe's. That's where I go. I don't know if I'm not a vegan. Or an activist, really. I'll march. I've been an activist. During Occupy Wall Street, I just hung out. It was a very interesting time. But I don't know what these vegan activists did to piss off Whole Foods, because I think this is going to... If I was a vegan, I would just read that headline and say no more Whole Foods for me. Fine. Fuck you guys. But I'm not going to read into it. I'm not going to read the article because I don't care. UN Ambassador Nikki Haley resigns. I wonder what that's all about. I'm not going to talk about any of that stuff. Why is it... There's all this Trump stuff that I'm going to skip over. The limo that crashed and killed 20 people failed inspection, and the driver wasn't properly licensed. That's why we got to get off. We got to get off people driving cars. I'm not the only person, but everybody I know is like, I don't like self-driving cars. They creep me out. I'll tell you what creeps me out. Regular motherfuckers driving around cars. That freaks me out. I don't know these people. Put my life in their hands. Oh, because they don't want to die. I don't know that. And nobody thinks they're going to die. So, yeah, self-driving cars. On a side note, I don't know. I just have not mentioned. Since this iOS update, the newest iPhone iOS update, the voice recorder that I use to record this show every day fucking stinks. So I might try a different app. That's a terrible thing. PA animal shelter desperate for help caring for 71 rescued beagles. All right, if you need a beagle, you better go get one. Or even if you got room in your home and your heart for a beagle, get one. Get a dog. I can't get a dog. I got two cats, and I live in a small apartment. But you can, and you can get to Pennsylvania. Why not? Take a road trip. Get in your car. Drive carefully. Drive, defensive driving, and go get yourself a beagle. There's 71 of them. That's kind of a lot. So if everybody listened to this show, went and got a beagle, there wouldn't be any left. So, there'd be a few people there without a beagle. You know, they'd be like, oh, we ran out of beagles. I'm not going to act like nobody listens to this show. A few people do. Teens punch woman 67 in the face in the Bronx. Knock out a man they thought was talking about them. See, this kind of explains. I was born in the Bronx, and that's. I wouldn't punch a 67-year-old woman. I wouldn't punch anybody in the face, probably. I haven't done it since I was. Last time I punched somebody in the face, I was drunk. So since I was 21, and but I wouldn't punch somebody in the face. But I always think I want to. And I said, is that motherfucker talking about me? I want to go punch. I think it's because I was born in the Bronx. That doesn't really make any sense. Why is where you're born? Go culturally, but I haven't lived in the Bronx. Well, I went to college in the Bronx. Maybe it's still in me. Well, Staten, and I grew up on Staten Island, which isn't a lot better. Well, they shouldn't have done that. I just don't like this. These kids are gonna get put in the system, and they're gonna be tried as adults, and it's like, oh, look, now we just have lifelong criminals because they have rage issues and just bad luck. So, should they be held responsible for actions? Sure. But this whole, like, with this whole Kavanaugh thing, you're like, justice should be equal. It's just like, it's just fucking not. So I get mad. Sure, if I was the woman or her family, I'd be mad at the teens. I'm just not saying they shouldn't get in trouble, but I just don't want them to go to prison. Rare polio-like paralyzing disorder affecting children on the rise, CDC says. I saw this yesterday. They said it was in Minnesota. Now they're just saying it's around. So, I'm staying away from fucking children. I don't want to get polio. Stay away from kids. If you have if you have kids, I would suggest putting them in a separate room. Like, all the time. Not, you know, just lock them in there. Say, go to your room. Here's some food. Hopefully they have an iPad or something. If not, you can get them a cheap tablet. Get them one of those Amazon Fire fucking things. And then say, stay in there until we know there's no polio. I don't need to be fucking. I don't even know what that does to you. I think it kills you, which is probably the worst thing it could do. Australian government backs coal in defiance of IPCC climate warning. Well, Australians are a bunch of fucking weirdos. They're like by themselves, isolated on their side of the world. Their fucking summer is winter and winter is summer. I can't figure out what they're thinking over there. What coal? Can we be done with fucking coal, for Christ's sake? Let's get on I thought we were supposed to be on solar ship by now. Alright, one last story and then get the fuck out of here. Look for something fun, maybe? Oh, well, that's not fun. That's murder. But there's this Hurricane Michael. Watch out, Florida, if any of you are down there. Board up your windows or something. I don't see anything good. It's all bad news from here. Yep. Refugees and murder and electric chair. Let's see. Inmate asks for electric chair execution over lethal injection. Why not? You know, I would go firing squad. But yeah, you want to go dramatic. Can you even get those electric chairs anymore? I thought they were outlawed. But yeah, you want to. He probably was like, I want to go out looking cool. So put me in that fucking electric chair, and blast Metallica Ride the Lightning. All right, this episode was fucking whatever. See you tomorrow. We love you.